It's Wednesday, July 26, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Increased consumer confidence and global growth in IT services will take the win. The MSP Collective, new nonprofit aiming to secure critical infrastructure, and the passwordless future under threat, researchers hack fingerprint security. This is the Business of Tech. Consumer confidence has increased as inflation retreats and jobs have become more abundant. The Conference Board reported that its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 117 in July, the highest level in 2 years. The share of survey respondents who said jobs are plentiful rose to 46.9% from 45.4%, while those who said jobs are hard to get plunged to 9.7% from 12.6%. Same in the morning consult Axios report, with sentiment among high earners rising the most due to stock market gains and fewer layoffs in tech and finance. Middle and lower income groups are also seeing improved sentiment with strong wage gains and the highest level of sentiment since January 2022 in July. So within that context, new data from Canalys on the size of the MSP market. The IT managed services industry is experiencing strong global growth, with 82% of customers outsourcing some or all of their IT. The industry is expected to reach $488 billion in 2023, with more than half of the spending outside North America. India is a surprising bright spot, growing at 16%. When the definition of MSP is limited to 30% recurring revenue, the number of partners contributing to the industry drops to 86,546 from a larger 335,000 partners. According to Gartner, worldwide IT spending is expected to reach over $5.1 trillion in 2024, with software and IT services leading the way. The top five global IT markets are IT services, software, communication services, devices, and data center systems. IT services will become the largest market in 2024, with spending expected to reach $1.58 trillion. In a recent report by Boston Consulting Group, most technologists impacted by tech sector job cuts have landed new positions, with more than 4 in 5 laid off tech workers finding new jobs, many within the tech industry, and many remaining open to new job opportunities. 7 in 10 technologists surveyed would consider a new position, and 90% of workers who experienced a layoff are passively open to job offers or actively seeking. From a report by IDC, public cloud services revenue grew 23% year over year to reach $545.8 billion in 2022, with the bulk of those revenues generated by SaaS platforms. Amazon Web Services dominates the infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and SaaS market with a 41% share, followed by Microsoft at 21%. Why do we care? This is my positive vibe story. Broad consumer confidence is increasing and inflation is dropping in the US. Good people vibes. Add to that a growing IT services and MSP market and a growing cloud market with tons of services to deliver. Even the vibes around layoffs aren't long-term for the people, they're getting jobs. Tech layoffs reflect the companies that did layoffs, not something larger. I did want to focus on that MSP market number. Two views. If you're fixated on recurring revenue, the worldwide number of potential MSPs may be smaller than you think. However, the number is much bigger if you're interested in broader IT services, as I am. I'm hearing increasing numbers of stories of providers focused more on consulting. I'll be bringing you an interview with one next week. Another MSP group has launched. Summit 7, Neo Systems, and Quasara have formed the Managed Service Providers for the Protection of Critical Infrastructure, or the MSP Collective, a nonprofit organization consisting of MSPs and MSSPs dedicated to maintaining a secure, functional, and resilient critical infrastructure. The MSP Collective says it will serve as an industry advisory to the U.S. government and critical infrastructure industries, providing insights into the importance of MSPs and MSSPs in securing critical infrastructure, the federal contracting base, and the defense industrial base. MSPs and MSSPs can apply to join the MSP Collective with three membership options available: regular member, associate member, and mission special member. Why do we care? The pessimistic view of this story is that the director of the organization comes from the sales organization of a founding member, which could easily be viewed as a marketing play. It smells like that to me. The optimistic view is that providers working directly with the government bring private industry experience to the partnership. There are a growing number of organizations trying to address this space. I'll leave it to you to vet how you want to be involved and with which organization. Researchers from two research labs have found a way to brute force fingerprints, exploiting two zero-day vulnerabilities and hijacking fingerprint images on the sensor's serial peripheral interface to infer matching results. The attack achieved both fingerprint image eavesdropping and replacement, and the shortest time to unlock a smartphone without prior knowledge about the victim is estimated at 40 minutes. While concerns about password security and password-related data breaches drive the adoption of passwordless technology, such as biometrics and security keys, this proof of concept throws some cold water on the popular smartphone security method as organizations begin passwordless implementations. According to a new report from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, more than half of all cyber attacks on government agencies, critical infrastructure organizations, and state-level government bodies involved using valid accounts. The report also noted that threat actors completed their most successful attacks via common methods, such as phishing and using default credentials. Why do we care? The passwordless future was never going to come without issues. I'm encouraged to see researchers continuing their efforts and note that this attack requires physical access. Physical access should always be viewed as a compromise. It's why I coupled the due data points, a reminder that the common way is phishing and default credentials. I don't see a reason to panic here. Want to learn from the best virtual CISOs in the business? Sonomi's ebook, 7 Tips from Top Virtual CISOs, is now available to help you maximize services, increase revenues, and improve margins. What are the barriers to achieving long-term vCISO delivery success? Why being a vCISO is so demanding? How to take the time out of many of the most vital vCISO duties, and how to use automation to enable rapid scaling of those services? Learn from successful providers how they do it, and all for a free download. Visit Cynomi.com/resources, that's Cynomi.com, so you can vCISO at scale. Thanks for listening. Today, National Aunt and Uncle Day. And that's one of the titles I hold with the most pride. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.